Nigerian Opposition Action Congress has dismissed as outrageous report that Patricia Ete, Speaker of the ruling People's Democratic Party, approved contract worth $4.8 million to refurbish her house and her deputies. It was also reported she allegedly approved another $1.4 million for 12 official cars. Opposition Party Action Congress said its spending was an example of hypocrisy in the new government of President Umaru Yar'Adua, who pledged to crack down on graft after his election to lead a country considered one of the world's most corrupt. Some lawmakers of the ruling People's Democratic Party, or PDP, are backing the investigation. Among them is John Aguda, a ruling party lawmaker who is pushing for the probe when the lower house of parliament resumes on September 4.
I'm going to wage a sensational and national crusade that the house of a principal officer, or the two houses of Mr. Speaker and our deputy, will consume the taxpayers' money to the neighborhood of $628 million is highly unacceptable. If what we read in the Daily Trust of on Sunday is correct, then there will be an earthquake.
Her supporters have rejected allegations of impropriety by awarding lucrative contracts to friends for the refurbishings, a charge Dino Male, chairman of the House Committee on Information, insists is wrong.
Madam Speaker is not the accountant of the House of Representatives. She is not the cashier of the National Assembly. She is not in any way responsible for repairs of federal government houses. The houses in question is a federal government property built and maintained by the FCDA. So there is no way that Madam Speaker would have been the beneficiary of this exercise.
The Speaker, who has been reportedly in the United States celebrating her birthday, has also come under fire for leaving out opposition members from key positions in the parliament. Nigeria earns about $30 billion from oil exports, but poverty is endemic as officials routinely steal or squander state resources. Gilbert Ekaster for VOA News, Abuja.